Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Monday, February 5th, it is Super Bowl week. Who is geeked? I'm fired up, so stoked. It was a awesome weekend. Just multiple fronts on the McIntyre family and basketball. I didn't talk about it on Friday's pod. We had other stuff to cook, but had an incredible men's league basketball victory on Thursday, and then it just carried over into Sunday. My son had a career high for points, including a third quarter buzzer beater. I know you guys care deeply about youth basketball. We had a nice little win, and then my daughter came up big in the fourth quarter, and we remained undefeated with a narrow victory without our best player. And it was just, I love hoops, and we got a lot of hoops to talk about later in the pod. The Joel Embiid news is crummy for the Sixers, for the league. I mean, it just sucks. And I think there's a bigger story inside that we'll get into. And if you watch LeBron play 40 minutes on Saturday night, you know what I'm talking about. I'm pro load management. Sorry. So we'll get into that in a little bit. I do think we need to start with the Super Bowl, which is happening this week. The teams will start to meet the media today. And obviously, there's big news with the Super Bowl that we'll get to in a sec. It's not great news, but you know, the Patrick Mahomes' dad, that's kind of a big story. And I don't want to lead with that because it's a little negative. I want to lead with positive, something I have touched on here before. So back in December, when it looked like Washington was cratering and they were getting the new ownership, I speculated on the herd. I think I did it on the pod. I'm not 100%. That Washington would be in the market with new ownership to trade up and go get Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams grew up in the D.C. area. Played high school football, nice private school in D.C. And I just think if you're Washington, if you remember back to RG3, it almost worked. They trade up, they get RG3. He absolutely slays as a rookie and then gets hurt in the playoff game. It's crushing. And he was kind of sort of never the same. I think Caleb Williams in D.C. is in play, not just because of the new ownership and all they'd have to do is trade up, you know, a little bit. But the news over the weekend that Cliff Kingsbury, who it sounded like had a deal elsewhere, Vegas, then I guess backed out? It's really unclear. You know what it is. None of the reporters, I don't think, know the story, or they were told not to talk about it. But everybody's like, oh, Cliff Kingsbury will be the next OC for the Raiders. And then it was like, We got to change. Cliff Kingsbury will not be the next OC. And it looks like he's going to fit in with Dan Quinn in Washington. And that got all of this, we're trading up to get Caleb, because of course Cliff Kingsbury, fired by Arizona, ends up in LA with USC, and he was with Caleb Williams all season. And folks, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to put it together. Like, hey, Washington said, we're going to go and grab Caleb Williams. Now, Chicago's got a tough decision to make. Do you pass up a generational talent like Caleb Williams? But what if the offer from Washington is one that is, hey, we'll mortgage the farm? I would be willing to part with literally anything. Like, honestly, I don't care about everything on Washington is, you know, sell everything that's not bolted down, you know, give it to them. And future picks, go for it. But I feel like if you're Washington and you want to make a splash, Cliff Kingsbury and Caleb Williams, that would be an absolute home run. Dan Quinn said, I'll handle the defense. You guys just handle the offense. My guess is that's going to be a hugely popular talking point all week and leading up to the combine later this month. And of course, the draft here in, what will be, less than 2 months away. I think that's a fun one. And I think Chicago has a decision to make because, you know, it's pretty out there that Caleb Williams is not entourage, but AKA his dad is not keen on going to Chicago. It's like a franchise that has had a very futile history. They have not developed a quarterback. Quick, who's the best quarterback in Bears history? It's like Rex Grossman. It's not Rex Grossman. Is it Jim McMahon? Jake Cutler? I mean, don't go back to the 1950s and name some guy that none of us have ever heard of. Like, it's not been an atmosphere conducive to developing quarterbacks. That's just the reality. Like, Justin Fields had an okay time there, but they're willing to move on from him. So, I don't know. I think this is totally spicy. It will help Super Bowl week. That's the bigger story here on Monday. Now, the second biggest, and this is unfortunate, but it has to be the Patrick Mahomes father situation with the DUI. Depending on where you are getting your information, this is either his third or sixth DUI. And, you know, obviously he's a former athlete, and Patrick Mahomes is close with his dad, and, you know, I don't know if he has an issue, but it's pretty clear if this is his sixth DUI, it's a problem. And we'll see Mahomes meet the media this weekend. I'm sorry, but the media has to ask about that. Obviously, oh, the rematch against the Niners and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, by the way, your dad, how are you handling that? It's like Andy Reid with his son. Andy Reid got asked about it all the time when his son was going through his issues. I don't know, Rob. It's a tough one for me to, like, have a take on. I don't know how you quantify that when it comes to the gambling on the game. But, like, I don't know. This is, you know, in a Super Bowl where the biggest storyline is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and then you got the rematch of Shanahan and Reid, and then you've got the Brock Purdy saga. I don't mind driving that bus. I think Mahomes' dad, sadly, is here as we start the week, kind of the biggest story.
Yeah, it is. To me, having read it and now seeing more details about it, it gives me even more of an appreciation for Patrick Mahomes, because LeBron James has dealt with a lot of issues like this. We just saw, you know, in the last 6 months that one of his associates, I think it was Randy Mims, was popped in a PED steroids investigation, right? Maverick Carter's name has come up in certain situations. And anytime their names are brought up, LeBron James is always linked to it, right? And credit to him, his name has never come up, but he kind of, it sticks to him in a way that, you know, you almost expect, because it's LeBron James's close personal friends. If they're doing something, he obviously must be doing something, right? Patrick Mahomes, his brother has been in trouble with the law. People forget about that one. You know of him with the TikTok and all the dancing and all the weird stuff on the internet. But then as recently as, you know, a year ago, he was facing serious, like, sexual assault type charges from aggressively hugging and kissing a bartender or something like that.
He's like the TikTok guy.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had that going on. His dad, you mentioned, this is either his third or his sixth, depending on how you read the police reports, DWI. And the fact that none of this even come closest to sticking to Patrick Mahomes tells you that he's developed such a pristine reputation, both on the field and off the field, that even when something as serious as a DWI involving his dad, who was a repeat offender, people don't even think twice about it with him anymore. Mm. Like, he's like the Teflon Don. Anything that you say about him or people around him, his inner circle, you know, people want to get mad at Travis Kelce because he's pushing Pfizer and he's dating Taylor Swift. And none of it ever sticks to Mahomes. So the fact that he can have all of this stuff, this tornado of quote-unquote controversy, in this case with his dad, it's a real controversy, and he's able to still operate at a high level and still be the face of the league and seen as like the poster boy for what the NFL wants their players to be, I think is commendable.
Yeah, I can't believe you just referenced the Pfizer stuff. At the
just saying, some people don't like it.
Yeah, no, it is very weird. So, yeah, and I'm sure people are like, hey, where are you getting 60 UIs? For some reason, the New York Post is the one saying it's the third or more time, and they have 2018, he had 40 days in jail on weekends. In 2019 and 2020,
right,
because of his second DUI charge. And then it goes on, and the list is kind of lengthy. And, like, you know, listen, I don't wish this on anybody, obviously, but I mean, dealing with repeated DUIs and then one leading up to the Super Bowl, like, I mean, I'm sorry, but Patrick Mahomes, you've got all the money. Just go get your dad a driver. Is it that hard? I know fathers are proud and they don't want to, I don't want no driver. Like, just, you know, come on, man. I don't know. It's a tough one for Mahomes. I'm very curious how he handles this today. I'm sure he'll handle it like a pro. He's Patrick freaking Mahomes. But it's a tough spot for him to be in, especially on the heels of, I'm sure you, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Sure, I was going to say quickly, USA Today Sports had a link to the county police reports that you could access. You can look at people's individual history. And in their article, they linked to it. Court records show 12 total incidents involving Mahomes Sr., including six which involved driving while intoxicated. But if you actually click on the link and you follow the police reports, some of them are so close back to back that it's fair to say, or it's unfair to say, that there's six separate incidents, and it could be three incidents, but the follow-up, you know, police report comes, you know, you have one and you have a follow-up report, and then the second one and follow. So that's why some people are confused whether or not this is his third incident or his sixth incident.
Yeah, either way, not great.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. And right now, all users get $100 off when they buy a big game ticket with code VEGAS100. Let me tell you, if I was in Vegas for the big game and I had an extra $100 in my pocket, I'd probably try to double it up at the blackjack table. And then I'd use all that money to buy myself a nice steak dinner. But that's just me. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I was on the Game Time app this morning, and I saw my guy, the chef, is coming to town in March. And you know I got to be in the building for that one. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you your complete peace of mind with your purchase. You can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All-in prices show your total upfront, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. And once you find the tickets you want, you can buy them in seconds with just two taps. Best part of it all? The game time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, game time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with game time. Right now, all game time users get $100 off a big game ticket with code Vegas100. Terms apply. Just download the game time app and use code VEGAS100 for $100 off a big game ticket. Or if you're not going to the game, use code JMAC for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Bob Costas had called the Chiefs the new America's team, which is, I know some people say take that as a shot to the Cowboys. Not really. You could say the Patriots were America's team for a while, right? I mean, they're going to the Super Bowl like every third year for 20 years. And now the Chiefs are there seemingly every year. They got Taylor Swift behind them. Mahomes, the arguably the greatest quarterback ever. Yeah, how are they not America's team? It is weird, though. The line I saw, Rob, continued to move toward the 49ers over the weekend. And I went to, you know, my son's game, and of course I'm talking to the refs beforehand. I'm like, who you guys got and in the Super Bowl? And I wait, and oh, I got the Chiefs. You can't go against Mahomes. Both of them. And I was like, have you guys talked to, like, other people? Everybody I know, everybody is on the Chiefs. And they're like, yeah. I was like, all right, I got Niners. You know, it's just one of those deals. And we'll get into it more, I think, tomorrow as to, you know, why I might like San Fran. It was at 2.5 in some spots Sunday. Then this morning I saw it down back to 2 at most places. One shop that is not the sponsor of this podcast. Was it 2.5 still? This one, DraftKings at 2, but... very excited for the game this week. Should be a banger of a game. Now, let's pivot to the NBA where, man, depending on which angle you want to take, Rob, the NBA either had a great weekend or a horrible one. Great because LeBron played Saturday night in the Garden, 40 minutes. Lakers with a LeBron and AD sitting out Thursday against the Celtics. LeBron plays, I think, the entire fourth quarter. AD played much of it. Lakers dominate the fourth quarter, winning time, and win in the Garden. It was an incredible game. The theater was awesome. It was just, you know, the Knicks are banged up, so it was a tough spot for them. And I'm a Knicks fan, but I thought Darvin Ham had his greatest coaching moment of the season when he decided we're blitzing Jalen Brunson in the fourth quarter. We're getting it out of his hands. And they finally, like, they tried to do it earlier in the game, and DiVincenzo kept getting open, and he kept hitting threes. In the fourth, they did a good job. We're going to blitz Brunson, and we're going to let Josh Hart get the ball, and Josh Hart go ahead and beat us, and he could not. And Austin Reeves, by the way, another incredible performance. I know the scorebook only says 22-7-6, but I know Rob was watching. And I'm just telling you, for like six straight possessions in the fourth quarter, Austin Reeves, the offense ran through him. It was a high pick and roll with AD and Austin Reeves just cooked. And they left Prince open in the corner, and he hit threes. And guess where LeBron was? In the other corner, just standing there. He got the Chris Bosh, Kevin Love treatment from the Lakers. It worked fine. And then later on, LeBron made some big, big plays as usual, and they got the win. I thought because of that, it was an incredible night for the NBA. The game was awesome. The bad news, of course, is the Joel Embiid injury update. And this is, I think, going to be probably a big story for reasons I'll explain in a sec. So Joel Embiid... depending on what you read and who you trust as your news breaker, is either going to get 4 to 6 weeks for this knee injury, right? Which brings him back mid-March, or 4 to 6 months, which ends his season. And you guys know this very well. This whole 65-game minimum for awards and stuff, it's been weighing around on some players around the league. And the reality is, this is going to come up as the reason Joel Embiid, he was trying to get back out there after ducking Denver and Jokic. He got basically made fun of pretty badly. And the Sixers were like, oh, they're open an investigation, I think is what Michael Malone said, as to what the hell happened. He wasn't on the injury report, and then all of a sudden he's sitting out. Well, turns out it was a problem, guys. And he tried to play through it like a dummy. And now he's going to be on the shelf 4 to 6 or 4 to 6 weeks or months. And Rob, this is This just sucks all around. You know I'm not the biggest Embiid guy, but he was having an unbelievable season. I'm talking like, I think he was averaging more points than minutes played per game or some insane stat like that. He was just an unbelievable machine. And now he's gone. And I know the Sixers were probably having their best chance this season to get to the conference finals for the first time with Embiid. And now, no Embiid. And it's like, okay, Tyrese Maxey, I know he dropped 50 over the last few days, but come on. Maxey and Tobias Harris ain't taking you to the promised land. And this just stinks. I mean, listen, if you're a Knicks fan, you're not upset about this at all because you got a chance to get to the conference finals. But it's just, it's terrible for the league. And I'm just, in hindsight, Rob, I think the NBA, my guess is, once this new TV deal is done, and I think Windhorst, I don't know if he did it here or said it somewhere else, but I think his best take in the last like 18 months was the reason they want this deal, this 65 game limit, minimum, or if you will, is because they want the new TV deal and they need their players playing to gin up ratings this year and show we deserve a lot of money from ESPN and TNT, and they want to get the new deal. And my guess, Rob, is then they lift it. That would be my guess. And I got to be honest, full transparency, Rob and I are on different sides in this. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for stars to miss some regular season games when all anybody cares about is the playoffs. That's all anyone cares about. I know the regular season product matters. Here's the reality. Nobody cares about a regular season game in December. Even the Christmas Day games, when the NFL jammed their games on Christmas, hurt the ratings. Now, the in-season tournament was a huge boost, and I think we can use that, Rob, to continue to say, hey, people care about games that matter, but urgency is the key. 82 games? It's impossible for anybody to care about 82 games. NFL, different. 17 games. It's only 17. It's just once a week. You know, after football winds down, you can turn on the TV on Monday night and see NBA. Every single night. And I'm not even talking about if you have the league pass. You could just turn on and see NBA TV like four nights a week. You know? It's like the scarcity. There's so much NBA that you're just like, I'm sorry. Like, you guys know I like college basketball. I'm gambling on college hoops. Had a good week. When you look at your cable guide, for those of you who have cable, which is not many, go look at the guide starting around, I mean, I have Spectrum, so I'll just say starting around channel 300, right? Which is ESPN. You go through ESPN, and then you get Fox, and you get the Big Ten Network, and the Pac-12 Network, and the SEC Network, and you just have... there was like 15 college basketball games on at the same time Saturday on television, not just happening on TV. Who has time for that? And I love college hoops, but Rob, I don't know. I don't have an answer for this for the NBA other than don't get anybody else hurt. I want them in the playoffs, and I'm looking at you, Clippers, with Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. I'm a Lakers guy. I want to see what those guys can do with the full postseason. I'm sorry, Rob.
Yeah, well, so do I, because, you know, as much as I'm a Laker fan and I hate the Clippers, I love the budding rivalry, so to speak, that seems to be building here, even though it's not really a rivalry because one team's got all the championships and, you know, the other team has nothing, but they like to think it's a rivalry. So I like to see the competition. This Embiid situation sucks, right? Because the way it's being reported is that we know he's going to get surgery. We know that he needs it. But it's like they don't know what kind of surgery he's going to get until the doctors are actually in there looking at the meniscus. Geez. Because as you mentioned, anywhere between one to two timelines. And the reason is if he is going to get a repair, then that's 4 to 6 months, which means they're going to totally clean up the meniscus. If they're going to do what's called a cut, that's 4 to 6 weeks. Now, you would say, well, of course, just get the cut. You can be out there this season. The problem, though, is all of the doctors, the sports physicians say the one that's termed to have the best long-term outcome for his long-term health is the repair. So it's really going to depend if you're Joel Embiid. And obviously, I don't know if the doctors are going to really decide while they're in or if they're going to decide the day of the surgery or however they're going to do it. But, you know, I would hope that they keep his long-term future in mind and not just the short-term gain. Because as good as they are and as good as he is, unless they were going to make a huge trade here at the deadline later this week, then I don't think they would have had enough to win the championship anyways with just Embiid, no matter how great he is. Embiid and Maxey alone would not be enough to me to win the championship. And that's with him being.
Wait, hold on, Rob. Are they getting out of the first round
without him?
Without Embiid?
No.
No.
But with him, you know, I think their cap probably is the Eastern Conference Finals. Because I don't think that him, Maxey, Tobias Harris, and those guys, I think they're very good, but I just think that they're just a player short. And unless they got a big deal, I don't know what they would do. But again, Joel Embiid, the only player, aside from Wilt Chamberlain in 1962, to average at least 1 point per minute played. Like, yeah, he is having an unreal season. And, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery. As far as the player minimum, which Embiid is obviously going to file well short of this, which means he won't get any All-NBA votes, MVP votes, what have you. I fundamentally disagree with you. And my reasoning is that I do not believe in load management. As a Laker fan especially, as a fan of Anthony Davis, I can tell you that load management will not prevent a guy from getting his knee fallen into.
Yeah.
It's not going to prevent the LeBron James getting rolled up on in Atlanta and causing him to have his ankle jacked up. It's not going to prevent him popping his foot tendon last season in Dallas, right? So I understand the less you play, the less for a risk of injury. I also think that if you were to just say, hey guys, rather than us playing at this ridiculous pace and have you all playing 36 minutes a night, maybe we slow it down a little bit. Maybe you play 32 minutes, 31 minutes instead, and maybe you won't get hurt as much. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I would think that would kind of work the same way. You know, rather than playing 36 minutes four times a week, how about you play 32 minutes five times a week? You know, whatever. But the reason why I disagree with it is because I think that the NBA, the discourse around the NBA, we've talked about this, has really taken a hit in the last decade or so. And it coincides with the rise of the 24/7 news cycle. The debate shows and things of that sort, guys like Jason McIntyre, I got to bring you up because you're on TV, you're on a big, very popular TV show. So you are one of the guys that we're talking about.
Blame me!
Have ruined the discourse around the NBA because in the mid-2000s and the 90s and the 80s, it wasn't just about what have you done in the playoffs, rings culture. It was, we can appreciate how good Reggie Miller is. We can appreciate how good Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing, Penny Hardaway, guys like that. We understand what they bring to the game and how skilled and talented they are. Some view them as all-time greats, others don't, but whatever. We understood, we recognized it. And somewhere in the after 2010 and on, and since then, we've decided that unless you got championships, talk to me in April, May, and June, that's become the fun of the predominant line of thinking when it comes to the NBA. And I understand that. In some ways, I agree with it. But the problem is the NBA doesn't make its money in only April, May, and June.
That's true, yeah.
And you say nobody cares what you did in a regular season. Nobody cares what you did on a Tuesday night in January. And, you know, in some respects, that's true. But you know who it does matter to? TNT. It matters to ESPN because they're shelling out billions of dollars for this product. So when you have your best players like LeBron James and Anthony Davis missing a primetime game in Boston during Rivals Week that you've been hyping up since the opening night, that's a problem. There's no reason why LeBron James and Anthony Davis should be healthy enough to play 40 plus minutes in New York on Saturday, but couldn't dress at all on Thursday in Boston. Because ultimately, all you're doing is you're screwing over your TV partners, and more importantly, you're screwing over the fans, because they're the ones to tune in on a night-to-night basis.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. The line opened with San Francisco as a short favorite in the rematch from the 2020 Super Bowl. Very excited. If you listen to the pod, you know which way I'm leaning. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58. With code STRAIGHTFIRE, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. It's really difficult to argue with much of that. I was trying to look at some 90s and 2000s players and how much they played. And so much is different, right? We didn't see back in the day stacked TV schedules to the end of the season. We did not see that because there just wasn't as many games on TV where it was like, okay, we're backloading the schedules for the Lakers and the Bucks and the Celtics because we know football's off the air. So there's that. That's tough to quantify, but it certainly feels like the players, I think you're right, the narrative around history and debates, like that stuff is on the players' minds, and they're saying, listen, if I can take a day off here, a day off there, and those add up and I'm more fresh for the playoffs, then yeah, give me that any day of the week. And I don't think many people would complain. The problem, as you said, though, is the TV partners get ticked off. But you know what? Like, sorry about your luck, guys. Like, I don't know. Now, the counter is, well, fine. TNT says, we're getting out of the NBA business. We're not bidding. Oh, really? TNT's going to do that. What are you filling? I don't know. The pregame show. Well, there's not much of a pregame, but the pregame, the postgame, the game. That's what, 4 hours of television? Twice a week? And then in the playoffs? What are you filling the air with? Reruns of MASH?
Like, Law and Order. Law and Order, man. It's always on.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure all those Law and Order episodes are going to keep pulling numbers like the NBA. And hell, the Barkley show after inside the NBA. Like, that's just a lot of time to fill. I don't see that happening. Now, where it gets interesting is, remember, the NCAA tournament was strictly on CBS, and they eventually fanned out to True TV, and I don't even know what the other channels are, but other sister channels. Maybe that happens to the NBA. I don't. Maybe the NBA's on True TV in 2 years. I don't know. That's possible. Or ESPN, which is very much in bed with the NBA and is clearly playing the long game, decides we're going to buy a chunk of the NBA. Because the one big that, if all of a sudden, let's just use basic numbers. If the TV contract for the league goes from, just using basic numbers, 100 million, it's more than that, but just basic numbers, 100 million to 50 million. No, that's too much. Let's say 75 million. All of a sudden, the salary cap dials back. And now, the players are making less. So ultimately, you have to look at the player and say, do you want to make, I don't know, $5, $6, $7 million less? Or do they just load up on the Devin Bookers and the stars, and then there's really no middle class, which is where we're headed, which is what's happening in the NFL. And then got a bunch of like minimum-ish type players. And that might happen. That's not out of the realm. That's happening in the NFL, right? You're starting to see people say, okay, we're valuing these positions. And I'm sorry, but if you play fullback, there's not many fullbacks in the league. If you play running back, sorry, we ain't paying you. You know, and if you play like safety, you're devalued. And if you're here, you just don't matter as much. Like, that leagues change. You know, things change. Rob, I just feel bad for Embiid. Now, I just tell you, like, during the NFL season, remember we set a record this year, I believe, for like backup quarterbacks, third string quarterbacks, and it definitely hurt the league. But at the same time, you get to the playoffs, and yeah, it stunk to not have Burrow, but we still had good quarterbacks in the end. I mean, we're still going to get stars. It's not like, you know, no disrespect to my Atlanta Hawks, like Trae Young's not going to be in the conference finals this year. It's almost certainly going to be the Celtics guys versus Brunson or versus Giannis and Dame. And then in the West, it's almost certainly going to be Jokic, maybe Luka, maybe LeBron. I think it's a tough sell to get Rob's OKC guys in there, maybe Minnesota. But the league basically needs its stars in the postseason. And by the way, Rob, NBA playoffs, I think they used to have a thing where it's like 40 straight nights of games, right?
Yes, 40 games and 40 nights.
Yeah. Dude, to me, that's amazing. Where I know I can turn on high-level basketball every day for almost 6 weeks. Every single day, I could turn on and I'm going to see good, high-quality basketball with the best players. Like, to me, that matters more than what happened on Tuesday in Charlotte, Memphis against Charlotte. You know, like, I don't know. There's no middle ground, though. I don't think there's an easy solution here, is there?
I'll tell you what. While you were talking, and again, even though we disagree, you know, on the basis of, you know, the core point of this argument, I see your side to a lot of what you're saying. I think you see a lot of what I'm saying. So there definitely is some middle ground here. But I'll tell you what. When you were speaking, the one thing, and I have a lot of issues with Adam Silver. I think he's a little too player friendly. I think he wants too much to be liked by his, you know, his players and not necessarily thinking about what's best for the NBA. But because he is so player friendly, one thing that I could see them doing, which would be the exact opposite of what the NFL does, is we're not going to cut the season because we want to honor our TV partners. We got to give them 82 games. But one thing they might do is, instead of starting mid-October, maybe we start first week of October. Or instead of ending mid-June, maybe we go all the way to the end of June. And we space out the games in such a way so that you guys can play more games and you still have time to recover. And maybe that will allow our stars to play more frequently.
Yeah. I didn't even mention my guy, Zach LaVine, who I was pushing to be a Laker, is now out for the season following a foot injury. And, you know, some of these guys are always getting hurt. Kyrie Irving's always hurt. Zach LaVine's always hurt. Joel Embiid's always hurt. And maybe that's it. Like, no matter what, you take games off, you load manage, it's not going to matter. Kawhi Leonard's always hurt. Paul George is not always hurt. But that just stinks. Some guys may be, I guess, prone to injury. I don't hate your idea of changing the window of the season. I don't know how easy that is or difficult. I just think it's a tough sell to be like, hey, we're going to play meaningful basketball in July when people are, you know, doing vacations and school's out. They want it to, I think they want, the NBA likes the idea of wrapping up as the school year wraps up. Because other than going to the movies in the summer to see blockbusters, I don't know that people are going to be locked into the NBA playoffs. I'll even say, you know, college basketball, which I love, is that sometimes the championship is like in the middle of spring break for the kids stuff. And I love college hoops, but, you know, we went to Mexico, I think, twice during the national championship. And it's tough to find the game online if you're, I say, out at a restaurant. And I had to kind of like follow it over social media, which sucked. And, you know, I'm a honk for college hoops. But I just don't know, Rob, how we can keep guys healthy in the NBA. Like, maybe they're playing too many games coming up in AAU, where it's like weekends where you're playing 4 and 6 games and the guys are just wearing down. I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's brutal for basketball and it stinks. If you're a Sixers fan now, you're just super depressed and you're already looking to the Eagles and like, oh, okay, how are the Eagles looking, you know? Because it kind of sort of feels over. We can wrap up by this, Rob. I'll say, the whole LeBron hourglass tweet has still gone unaddressed. He doesn't want to talk about it. Then there was him and AD sitting out in what was maybe like a silent protest of Darvin Ham. And then they get the win, and I thought Ham had a good game. I don't know. The trade deadline's coming up here in a few days. I'm starting to lean toward the Lakers not doing anything.
I hope that they do something. I mean, that would be, to me, the worst possible outcome. Like, I would rather you either push some chips in, maybe not all the chips, but some chips in, and try to go for whatever it is you think you can get this season. You know, you're hoping that the Western Conference breaks your way and you get a young Minnesota or a young Oklahoma City team and you avoid Denver or Phoenix until the Western Conference Finals or whatever the case may be. Either that or you say, we're just going to sell off some guys and build to next season. But I think just the status quo, we already know that it's not good enough.
Yeah.
So I would think that would be the worst possible outcome as a Laker fan.
With Vanderbilt likely out for the season. But I have to ask, what's going on with Cam Reddish? What's going on with Gabe Vincent? Where are these guys?
Cam Reddish got the ankle issue, and Gabe Vincent is now the second Miami Heat player that the Lakers have gotten that has basically been a lemon.
Who
Shout
was the
out
first?
Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, Kendrick second to Nunn. Yes,
that's right.
Yes, I remember.
People forget about
that
him,
was
man.
A boxer's nickname, yes. But you're right. Nunn was a total bust, and Vincent, I think, had like knee surgery.
Played 5 games so far this season.
That's not great. So So they're leaning on Prince heavily, and he can deliver sometimes. And you know, Vando out for the season is a big loss. I don't know, Rob. Put me in the optimistic group that if LeBron and AD are healthy in the playoffs, anything's possible for the Lakers. Anything. Conference finals, NBA finals, I'm not ruling it out. If LeBron and AD are healthy. Kind of need Austin Reeves, but I'm not.
When you say anything is possible, would you also say first round exit is possible?
I don't think they'd lose a series to OKC.
Okay.
Minnesota's a little better. I like that Minnesota team. I like Anthony Edwards.
What about Lakers Clippers first round?
I don't want to see the Clippers first round. That would not go well for the Lakers. I mean, assuming everybody's healthy, I don't think that would go well. Who's the three right now? Denver. Well,
it changes every day in the Western Conference. They're all bunched up.
I don't want to see Denver. Avoid Denver as long as you can. Avoid the Clippers as long as you can. I think anyone else is not an issue. Like the Warriors right now, they're not even going to make the playoffs, Rob. Like Curry dropped 60 Saturday night. My buddy, hardcore Clippers fan. I'm sorry, not hardcore Clippers. Hardcore Warriors fan says, are you watching Steph? I'm like, no, what's happening? He's like, he's got 50 and counting. And I was like, okay. I start paying attention. Curry's up to 58 in overtime. 60. And they lose to the Hawks. Now, I know the Lakers fans are clamoring for DeJounte Murray. Rob, you want to call up Curry's all his 60 points? Go see how many were against DeJounte Murray. Geez. I like DeJounte Murray as much as the next guy. He's not a stopper. There is no such thing, folks, as a defensive stopper in the NBA. If Curry wants to score, he's scoring. That's the bottom line. Like, Austin Reeves is not there yet, but Austin Reeves can get to the bucket against anybody. Jason Tatum can get by anyone. There's no stoppers in the league. And I think the sooner Lakers fans understand that, then maybe they'll want to hold off. Now, where it gets interesting is if LeBron's son goes to another team, is LeBron gone? Or will he say, I want to see moves? And guess what? This summer they can make bigger moves than they can right now, right? You'd agree with that?
Yes. But the problem is who's going to be available, because the guy you'd be looking at would have been Donovan Mitchell, and then suddenly the surging Cavs might get a top two, three seed.
That could be a pipe dream, and they lose in the first round again.
And then the Knicks suddenly, you know, they're relevant again. They got all these picks. Why wouldn't Donovan Mitchell just end up back there like he wanted to in the first place?
Like, I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't think so, but it's just you're in a tricky situation because the guys who you would want, number one, you don't know if they'd be available, a la Donovan Mitchell, a la like a Trae Young even.
Yeah.
The other thing is, just because you have three picks and three swaps, the way that these teams have been hoarding draft picks over the years, like that's almost a starting price for these players. Yeah. Like Oklahoma City, I heard has something like 100 second round picks or something like that over the next 20 years. It's something stupid.
Is that even possible?
I might be exaggerating, but they have so many picks. They could give 20 second round picks over the next 5 years and not even feel like a dent if they wanted to.
I mean, what do you do with 20 second round
picks? Exactly. That's why they have to trade them for something.
You just stockpile any European prospect who seems decent, right? Yep. And you just take a chance on him, right?
This guy's played at the local Y for 2 weeks and he's 7'4". We're going to sign him. Yeah, we're going to draft him.
I'll say this. With 20 second round picks, you probably have a really good chance of unearthing a Giannis or Jokic type player. I know they're not slipping through the cracks as often now, but I mean, 20 bites at the apple, Rob? Come on, that's insane. Anyways, all right, 20 second round picks. That's mind boggling. All right, lengthy Monday pod, a lot of Super Bowl stuff. Yes, we'll get into the game, why I like the Niners. It's a big week ahead, folks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.